Welcome back to Crumb's Carnival Treats. Here we are again with our new episode. Today we are gonna talk about Make Deep Fried Oreos & Deep Fried Twinkies Last Long by Crumb's Carnival Treats. Let's back to the topic. Make Deep Fried Oreos & Deep Fried Twinkies Last Long. Ever happened that every time you go to the grocery store, eyes are drawn to the bright packaging of junk food that you used to love? However, if you've ever had these snacks before they were deep fried in oil, then you'll have a difficult time resisting picking up some on your next trip. Also known as Oreos, Twinkies, & deep fried Twinkies, these may be one of America's favorite treats, but it comes at a price, high calorie content. But with some creativity and patience, you can make your very own deep fried Oreos, Twinkies. Deep fried desserts are a common sight at county fairs and carnivals. You can find them on a stick or in a cup, but no matter how you eat them, these fritters taste delicious. The key to deep frying delicate desserts is to monitor the oil's heat carefully and work quickly. Here are some tips for successful deep frying of donuts and other sweet treats. When deep frying Oreos, it's best to use a light colored oil such as peanut oil because it will be easier to see when the batter has turned golden brown. Instructions for deep fried Oreos method. Using a mortar and pestle, grind up the cream filling out the Oreo cookies. Save the actual cookie part to put on top. Mix in a bowl with a tablespoon or two of whole milk until it's a doughy consistency. Roll in two balls and freeze for half an hour at least, but preferably overnight so they don't fall apart when you fry them. Pour your oil into a pan and heat up. Firstly, get your cookie part of the Oreo out and set it aside for later. Then take your frozen balls of cream filling dough and drop them one by one into the oil. Using a spoon or tongs, keep turning them over so they cook all over until they are browned and look like regular cookies again, about 3 to 4 minutes. When done frying, take them out with a slotted spoon and place on some kitchen roll to drain the oil off, then leave to cool down while you do the other half. Repeat step 4, but then add the cookie bits that you saved earlier at this stage before putting them onto the kitchen roll, otherwise they'll burn if frying too long. Instructions for deep fried Twinkies method. Slice your Twinkies almost in half, then insert a skewer into each one all the way to the middle. Mix up your batter ingredients according to package directions for your particular brand of tempura mix. Heat up oil, dip each Twinkie in batter, and fry until golden brown, about 3 to 4 minutes. Drain on paper towels or rack. When cooled down, you can cut it open so that it's like an Oreo but with sponge cake instead of dough inside. Chef recommended deep fried desserts. Because deep frying is not just for savory items, you can also create sweet delicacies like deep fried Oreos, Twinkies, and even fondant. When it comes to dessert, there are few things tastier than the combination of crispy fried goodness and your favorite sugar or honey-based sauce. Deep fried desserts are popular at state fairs, carnivals, county, city, country, and church festivals, social gatherings, family reunions, holiday events, school programs, fundraising banquets, and other special occasions. These delectable treats provide many options regarding filling, coating, or glazing ingredients. Deep fried desserts should only be made at the last minute before serving. The dessert will keep warm for up to an hour if you transfer it from the fryer to a wire rack set over a baking sheet or tray. Remember to not fill your pot with more oil than what is shown here in the photo above. A minimum of 4 inches is essential for safety reasons. Do use any kind of vegetable oil, corn, grape seed. Don't use olive oil since it can turn bitter when heated.